Well, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and Lord knows we've already seen our share of severe weather, and we've barely caught spring so far. Mike Cannon, Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, in studio with us here this morning. Mike, how are you?
Good.
Been a busy late winter, early spring.
It certainly has been.
For a lot of folks, some of it's still happening.
That's true. Not just this last weekend, but the weekend before, I was in Hamburg and Sydney helping with the response down there.
Well, there's a lot to do.
There really is.
And it's going to last a while.
It certainly is.
Yeah, the recovery is going to take quite a long time. Flooding is the worst. It is just the worst. There's so much to think about and so much to do, so many little hazards to think about after you think the danger is gone.
Right.
That it's a reminder for us that we should always be prepared and be reassessing constantly. Well, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and that usually means we kind of review what's going to happen when we have severe weather, and we will at some point in time during the year at some place have severe weather issues to deal with, it seems. So it's time to review kind of what we do and remember that what it's like when we hit that season, even though we've already had some reminders here. But it's always important for us to kind of reassess, and maybe things have changed a little bit, whether it's at the office or at home or what have you, and make sure you understand what you need to be doing and be prepared.
That's exactly right.
Don't know how else to say it. Is there anything different this year with the emergency, the severe weather preparedness?
Each year Weather Service comes out with a program during the week, and they emphasize different things throughout the week. Today, for Monday, they're working on severe thunderstorm awareness, and they go through some points for that. Of course, the big event that occurs during Severe Weather Awareness Week is the tornado drill, the annual tornado drill that is statewide that Cass County has, for the 10 years I've been doing this, we've participated in that program. It's a really nice program. Approximately 10:15 on Wednesday, there will be alerts that will be put out by the Weather Service. We will set off our outdoor warning sirens throughout the county, and our local emergency alert network, we will put information out on that as well.
Notification systems have changed a lot too, haven't they? I mean, you got so many more ways to be able to get a hold of people now.
Absolutely. And the biggest one, the biggest way we can reach out to people right in their pocket is this emergency alert system. But we have to have people that subscribe to the system and register. They can do that by going to the emergency management website or Facebook page. They can go to the website that is the homepage of the Cass County homepage, and there's a link to subscribe there. Or they can call me. My number is 254-1500, and we can walk people through that. It's just a really great way to get information. When we did have flooding that it was occurring, I know we had Highway 48 was closed north of Griswold, and we put that information out on that. We put that out countywide. There was probably maybe some more things that we could have even done with that, but it's a really great system for not only weather events, but any number of things that could be a hazard out there for the public. So it's a really good program to be involved in.
Yeah, information sharing is so critical, especially in a short time frame. We've heard stories. We heard stories in this flood event of people who maybe disregarded barricades
or absolutely
weren't sure about what they were coming upon. And if we can get that information out to them in a timely fashion, in a way that they can receive it easily and, you know, digest that information real fast, what a benefit.
Yes.
But you have to opt in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have ways to force it on you. We have the sirens, we have the radio blasts that we do, but we can force you on into that. But you have to opt into that program.
Absolutely. So, and speaking of the barricades, we were extremely fortunate, I believe. We got a number of reports of people moving barricades, driving around barricades, and we did not have issues as far as people getting injured or killed, but. That just because we didn't, there was other places that did. And they had issues with folks. In the future, heed those barricades. They're up for a reason.
How did everybody do? I mean, was the response pretty good with the flooding? Granted, now in Cass County, it wasn't as bad as it was to our west, the folks in the Missouri River Basin. But locally, did folks do pretty well with dealing with that early season flooding issue?
Absolutely. We had lots of reports at in our 911 center, people telling us where there were issues. I talked with a lot of our school folks out there. We had a lot of conversations back and forth. Schools were getting out early when we did have, we knew that there was going to be some issues, and I know they worked with changing bus routes and so forth. I don't recall very many problems out there, which is great.
Sure. And schools are a great example, too, of using all of your resources because they have ways to get a hold of folks through their cell phones. They still use local radio stations and what have you to be able to notify folks, too. There's no one way that's better than the other. You just coat it. You just saturate it with as many ways as you can and hope folks get that message there, too. With Severe Weather Awareness Week now, you mentioned the tornado drill, the mock event that'll come up on Wednesday. You always encourage folks to at least think about what you would do in kind of a disaster like that. We saw here with the flooding thing that, when it's coming up towards you, you don't have time to really make a plan then. You've got to get after it right away. And it's the same way with any kind of severe weather.
Right. It's important to, and this is a great opportunity to think about what you might do. So when you hear that siren or hear the notification that tornado drill is happening, it's just a great opportunity to think about what you would do and make a plan then. And of course, in a tornado, you want to get to the lowest level you can get to and put as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Maybe get under a table, cover up with a blanket so you flying debris is not getting to you. Think about those things before you have to.
And it's not just you. It's especially if you have children in the house.
Absolutely.
Or, if you know of someone who is the elderly or someone who has mobility issues who may not be able to jump up and take off like some of us can. You used to be able to. But look out for those folks around you, too. Having a plan saves so much time that it's not even funny. I mean, we're so used to our cell phones nowadays where it's great to have that instant communication. If a tornado knocks down cell phone towers, you may not have that communication or if the power is out. So now how do the kids get a hold of you? Do you have a meeting place? Have you addressed all of these issues?
Exactly. And I spent some time down in Hamburg, and we encountered a lot of, and we were dealing with sheltering, a lot of people with pets. We had some folks, they were not going to leave their iguana. Their pet iguana was, they were going wherever that pet iguana was going to be allowed to go. And so, you might think about those things and how you're going to deal with, taking care of that animal before, it becomes a necessity for you to, make those decisions.
Don't forget that recent history. Don't let that go to waste. We learned a few things now. Put it to use in the future. And, speaking of the future, of course, with all of the flooding and things, there's so many areas that were affected, some worse than others, but a lot of folks now have been included in some disaster declarations too.
Exactly. And Cass County is included in that. We are, we did some damage assessments. We had damage to roadways, obviously, out there. We are included for the state for individual assistance. There are guidelines, of course, for people to qualify for that assistance, but they can go to websites and check on what, report their damage, see what kind of assistance they may qualify for. You can go to floods2019.iowa.gov. That is an excellent website that the governor's office has put out to see what kind of damages would qualify for that. and what the thresholds are.
It's amazing how little running water it takes to damage some things that you think would be would hold up a little better. They just don't.
Well, look at your roadway out mm-hmm. here. there was very little water that went over the roadway here by the studios, but boy, it sure took the shoulder away mm-hmm. quickly.
Yeah, little things like that. You'd think, well, it's just the shoulder. Try dropping a tire off that shoulder once and see how quickly an accident can happen. Yeah, it's just so many things out there. So, yeah, be prepared and then watch for that severe weather drill coming up on Wednesday as well. And seriously consider what you would do in different types of situations and how you would get a hold of your loved ones and make sure everybody is safe. We're not always together in the house. So make sure that you've got those plans in place and we keep everybody safe and get it through another storm season. Mike, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
And appreciate all the time you've put in here lately, too.